High school basketball is on the air. Berman's Health Shop, in association with DelcaHoops.com, is pleased to present the following high school basketball game.
Front rim no good, but nobody boxed him out, and Lindstrom on offensive board.
Good hustle underneath the basket, up for two.
Tonight's game is between the Chichester Eagles and the Chester Clippers. Tonight's game is sponsored by Berman's Health Shop, for all your vitamins, herbs, and supplements in Brookhaven. Joanna Slosky, Century 21 Executive Group. Call her when you need to buy or sell your home. Woodland Dental Associates, Dr. Goddick and Dr. Young, for all your dental needs. Double Decker Pizza in Media, home of the original Inside Out Pizza. Dine in or take out. The Delaware County Daily Times, all high school sports every day. If it happens in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times. The Inn at Swarthmore, guest rooms, meeting space, and dining for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, right in downtown Swarthmore. Here are today's announcers, the voices of Delaware County High School Basketball and DelcoHoops.com, Dave Berman, Pete Fulginetti, Andrew Kaufman, and Mike Mayer.
Have a good Tuesday night. Dave Berman and the gang here from the Fred Pickett Jr. Gymnasium, also known as the Clip Joint. Del Valle game. The Chichester Eagles with a record of 1-9. Kind of surprising. Had a bunch of guys back from last year's squad. But 1-9, very tough schedule. Taking on the Chester Clippers, who went 4-4 in the month of December against some very good competition. Clyde Jones, his second year head coach of the Chichester Eagles. 19th season overall between Harriton, Penwood, Girard College High School, and of course here at Chichester. Lifetime record for Clyde, 337 wins, 156 losses. He has been to three PIAA state championship games, two with Penwood, one at all in 2009, state runner-up to Plymouth White Marsh 2010, and 2 years ago at Girard College High School. Went to the single-A state finals before losing that one. Keith Taylor, 87 grad of Chester, one of the greatest ever for the Clippers in year number two. Junior varsity game, a shout-out to the younger guys. Chester 72, Chichester 31. So league play is underway. Del Valle, one of the strongest, historically one of the strongest boys basketball leagues in the state of Pennsylvania. Between all the teams, you talk about Penwood, Academy Park, Glen Mills, Chester, 11 PIAA state championships and 23 appearances in the PIAA state finals. Very impressive. And Chichester has not beaten Chester. Here's the history again.
Yeah.
Since 1987, for 32 years, 64 straight losses for Chi.
Right. Well, we were going to actually this week, in case you're a little confused, we were going to do the Penwood and Academy Park game, but they weren't too sure whether they were going to move that to an early afternoon game, and they hadn't had a decision by Monday, so we decided to do this game instead, because we can't do an afternoon game during the week because we work for a living. Now, if somebody's listening out there that would like to create enough of a fund to support us so that's all we do is high school basketball, we could work with that.
For the rest of I have to 6 more years for me to work full-time, and you are a couple years older.
Right. So, but assuming that doesn't happen, we can't do afternoon games during the week. So, in any event, so we chose this. And, of course, we know that Chichester is having a tough year. They're playing some good teams. But we're hoping that the rivalry between these two teams will bring out the best in both. And win, lose, or draw, we're just hoping for a good game. And, boy, I'll tell you, that JV game was a blowout. But all we saw was – we thought it was a track meet for the first 15 minutes.
It was a track meet more than a blowout.
Yeah, it was just running back. If Chichester had sunk half the shots they made, it would have been a much closer game, obviously. A lot of shooting, a lot of running back and forth, a lot of passing, a lot of out-of-control players, which, you know, as it is, Chichester's a pretty young team, and obviously you can imagine their JV team is that much younger. So be interesting to see how they play.
Once again, we're at the Fred Pickett Jr. Gymnasium at Chester. The Clippers hosting Chichester. Clippers 4-4, but they played a tough schedule. Two of their losses against Central League teams who have given them fits the past couple of years, Penn Crest and Coach Doyle, and Coach Downer, a Penn Crest grad, at Lower Merion, beating Chester 2 years in a row. Looking over the years at Chester in the month of December, I know you guys always say slow start. Combined in the last three seasons, combined Chester in the month of December, 8 wins and 12 losses.
Yeah, it doesn't surprise me.
The month of January, 31-3. That's over the last 3 years combined. So there you have it. One of the best public address announcers around here, James P. Howard, is also doing his thing. And we have the Chester cheerleaders, Mike, and it's Sonny Pompelli and, you know, and Yes God TV filming.
We have a standing invitation to broadcast any Chester game we choose without, you know, other than we just tell them we're coming. There's no permission required or anything. And, of course, we love to come here, but we have to get around to Delaware County. But it's a great fallback position for us to be in, and like we had with Penwood this week where we weren't too sure of the timing, so we're able to fall back on the Chester game. So that's good. So we're glad to be here. We're always glad to be here, and we're just hoping that the Chichester becomes a team we think they can become by playing Chester tough tonight.
And Chi has a great coach, Fly Jones. Look at his resume. Absolutely unbelievable. You know, three trips to the state championship game between, you know, two with Penwood, as we mentioned.
Well, I'm sorry, as Andrew pointed out, if you want to bring about the youth of the team.
Yeah, Chichester only has three seniors and three juniors, so they're a very sophomore-heavy team this year. So they're going to have to rely on that veteran leadership to get them through tonight.
And their best player, and he's a real scrappy guard. We saw him a little bit last year. We did the Chester game at Chichester just before the Eagles won the Super Bowl last year. And that score, if you guys remember, Chester rung up 107 points in that game against Chichester. 107-75. Absolutely incredible.
Well, and as we said at the time, how many high school teams are going to charge 75, got to get 75 points and lose a game?
Yeah, so Chichester again, young team in Chester. Anyway, they're back. We saw him last year. I was talking about the Chichester ball player who we were very impressed with off the bench last year. He's a guard, and he's very, very scrappy. And his name is Josh Hankins, and he's averaging a 5'10 10th grader, 16 points a game against very good competition. They also have Calvin Church, a football player, 16 points a game. It's a good athletes. As for Chester, Michael Man Smith, we talked about it last time in the Reading game, and he seems like he's been here forever, but it's
He's part of the building.
Yeah, 3-year starter. They have Akeem Taylor. He is a good-looking junior, averaging 11 points a game for Chester High. Mahdi D. Jarnett, 6'3 senior, 12 points a game. We have Carell Watkins, an absolute stud. He's 6'4, is a sophomore, 19 points a game. So Chester has, it's going to be just a heck of a month of January, and you know it's going to fly by before you know we're going to be in the District 1 tournament.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's the thing. Well, that's high school sports, you know. You got a 10-week regular schedule, and with playoffs, you know, it's 12-13 weeks, and that's the end of the season.
Maybe we'll get an interview if we can here with Clyde Jones after a commercial break. Is that okay?
Why don't we go to commercial break now and see if we can grab him?
Yeah. Okay. You're listening to boys high school basketball. It's Chichester at Chester tonight from the Cliff Joints, and it's never sounded so good on DelcoHoops.com.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, from football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball, virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers reminding you that you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Okay, we're back here at the Clip Joint, Chester High School. Dave was out running trying to get down an interview for us, but we're back on the air. Good.
Hey, how you doing there, Mike? and Clyde is, we were thinking about getting Clyde just to get his perspective, and I know had always has high expectations as a head coach with Chichester. It's Chichester and Chester tonight going at it, boys basketball on the pregame show. And
the listeners are just joining us. We're a little bit late tonight. The JV game, you know, there's always a game before a varsity game. So JV game ran a little late, so we got about 4 minutes till tip-off or so. So if you're tuning in right now, that's why we're not started the game yet. And Dave just got a T-shirt. He always gets the good stuff.
Well, Keith Taylor, the Chester, you know, public address announcer for Chester football, PA announcer for Chester Charter boys and girls basketball, and Keith saw me at one of my events at Widener with a Chester Charter shirt on, joking around. He was joking around, and he said, "What are you wearing that Chester Charter shirt for? You need a Chester Clipper shirt. I'm going to get you." And I have a million Chester Clipper shirts. So anyway, thanks for the shirts, guys. Really appreciate it. And we'll see if Clyde's going out there now. But
okay.
I love these pregame interviews, Mike, with the coaches.
It's great if we can get them. I mean, it's always a problem when we're running tight like we are tonight. They're really rushing things. They actually started the countdown clock at 15 minutes, but the team didn't come out till about 12 and a half. So neither team has had the normal time to warm up, and of course the refs went to meet with the coaches, and that's what we're going through right now. So we're just kind of killing a little bit of time till this thing starts off for us. We can talk about next Thursday. Our scheduled game is between Lower Marion and Pencrest at Pencrest. That should be a doozy as well. Great expectations from there. And
it'd be a great idea for us to sit on the floor.
That's what we're trying to do. Because they have a crow's nest type, not a crow's nest, but a balcony we've always sat on. But now with us trying to do interviews and talk to coaches and players, we're preferring to sit on the floor, and that can sometimes be problematic.
And Andrew pointed out, it looks like Rami Gilbert, who has started games for Chester, is going to be out with some type of injury, and that's a key loss for Chester High. But they're deep enough; they can go 8, 9, 10 deep, and it should be an interesting ball game. So we'll take another break here and thank some of our sponsors who are listening to boys high school basketball. Del Valle battle here in Chester, Chichester Eagles and Chester Clippers. It's never sounded so good on DelcoHoops.com.
The wonderful Inn at Swarthmore is now open and serving the Delaware County community with wonderful overnight lodging, as well as the fabulous Broad Table Tavern for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, with extended meeting rooms suitable for business, weddings, and other gatherings from 2 to 150 people. Visit us today to experience the Inn at Swarthmore, right next to Swarthmore College and a proud part of downtown Swarthmore, located on Route 320. Call us for dining reservations at 610-543-7500.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers, and you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Welcome back. Pre-game show, Dave Berman, Andrew Kaufman. We're with Clyde Jones, the head coach, Clyde Jones, for Chichester High.
Coach, you guys are coming in here with a losing record of 1-9. What do you guys want to do tonight to keep play a close, tough game against a rival?
When you come in a situation like this, you're looking for growth. We're a young team trying to establish an identity, and we're expecting our guys to come out and compete every night.
Man, Clyde, what a great resume you have, and expectations are high every year for you. So, you know, you have to build, and you're playing a really tough schedule, also non-league schedule, which is really, really tough.
We believe in having a tough schedule. I didn't want to change the schedule because we were young and inexperienced. I want those guys to really understand what they have to play, how they have to play, and what they're up against, and how we need to get better in order to be a winning program.
And real quick, always great to play the Clippers at the Clip Joint, huh?
I love it. I love this environment. I think it's really good for our kids to see and experience, and hopefully they're going to come out and compete.
All right, thanks a lot, Clyde.
Thank you, Coach.
Thanks, buddy. Yes, sir. Clyde and I go back. Pete, I'm old. A long, long way. So what a great guy. Clyde Jones, head coach of Chichester. Keith Taylor, also a great guy. Maybe we can get Keith after the game. We'll see how the game.
Yeah.
All right. So we're getting ready. Do you have starting lineups, Andrew? And he's going to get those. You want to go on the fly again with the public
address? Yeah, we'll go on the fly. He's got the starting lineup as well if you miss anything.
All right. So, again, we're going to take a quick break right here and come back. The referees are giving us fist pumps, which is always great. You're listening to Boys High School Basketball, Dave Berman and the gang. And, boys, it sound good on DelcoHoops.com.
Looking for a great place to buy your vitamins, herbs, and supplements? Locally owned and operated Berman's Health Shop on Edgemont Avenue in Brookhaven carries a tremendous selection of product
and features their own brand of vitamins, herbs, and supplements that delivers more than 50 patented and trademark ingredients. Each of their branded products include independent lab analysis. Berman's Health Shop, where you are family. For all your health shop needs, open 7 days a week in Brookhaven, 610-874-8418.
This is Ralph.
Whether buying or selling a home, Joanna Slosky of Century 21 Executive Group can achieve your goals. Why should you list your home with Joanna Slosky? Well, that's easy. Joanna is a top-producing agent who is highly responsive to her clients' needs and utilizes the latest marketing technologies to ensure your home is sold at its highest and best value in the least amount of time without a lot of hassle. Joanna has been a Wallingford resident for over 40 years. Call Joanna now for your free, no-obligation home value analysis at 215-858-5050.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers. For high school basketball at its best, stay right here at DelcoHoops.com.
What a great rendition of our national anthem.
I can't believe that a young girl can sing that well. Oh, that was
right here at Chester High School in southeastern PA. And look at the banners. Andrew, I know this is your second appearance here. You did love all the eight PIAA state championships for Chester High. Banners out front in the lobby and here in the gym. Chichester Eagles, 1-9, Clyde Jones, sophomore. Number one, starting lineup right now, Josh Hankins. Calvin Church, 6'1 senior. Hankins is a 5'10 sophomore. Paris Blackwell, 6'4 junior, number 11. Number 25, 6'1 senior, Jamise Lundy Bird. And number 35, a 6'2 sophomore, Andrew Monroe. Again, Clyde is 19th year overall. 6 years at Harrington, 10 at Penwood. 1 year at Girard College. Starting lineup now for Chester. Zamir Carroll in the starting lineup here tonight. Akeem Taylor. Akeem is a junior. Zamir is a junior. Terrell Watkins is a sophomore. Marty DeJarnett, 6'3 senior. And Michael Man-Man Smith. So for Chester, number one, Michael Smith, 5'11 senior. Number four, Akeem Taylor, 6'4 junior. Number 15, Zamir Carroll, 6'5 junior. Number 30, Carell Watkins, 6'4 sophomore. There you have it for Chester. Mike?
Number five, you've missed.
Yeah, at number five, Amadi DeJarnett.
Right.
So Smith, Taylor, DeJarnett, Carroll, and Watkins for Chichester. Hankins, Church, Blackwell, along with Lundy Bird and Monroe.
I tell you, I got to tell you, Coach Jones' attitude is terrific. We're 1-9, and we're out here to play the game as best we can and learn from it and get better.
But we're all 0-0 in the leagues now.
Yep.
League starting, especially the Del Valle.
By the way, it does count, obviously, towards PIA playoff points. That's important. But
couple of assistant coaches for Sun Valley in the house here tonight. Why? Sun Valley is taking on Chichester Saturday. Sun Valley has lost three of their last four games, but look at the teams they played.
Yep.
Westchester East, the private schools, and Cardinal O'Hara and St. Joe's Prep. Watkins jumping it up. Blackwell of Chichester tap is controlled by Hankins. Chichester left to right. On your computer screen, Hankins drives to the basket and is fouled, going to the rack by Michael Smith.
Chester put the foul number one. Man, that's his first.
First team's first. Anyway, Pete Howard right next to us is PA announcer. It's great.
just underway. Chester in the orange and black uniforms. Down low, lay it up and in with a right hand by Monroe.
Ooh, 2-0. Fast break. Whoa!
And losing the ball out of bounds. Chester running and gunning here. Watkins.
Fast break down to Watkins. Long pass, and he was right there and lost his footing.
Chester's going to trap right away, and the ball is kicked out of bounds by Taylor. So this, again, you're 1-9, 12 more games to go in pretty much your season. You win 5, 6, 7, 8 games.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you're playing very good competition. Academy Park, Penwood, Chester. Glenn Mills is still a threat. So out high between the circles is Josh Hankins, 5'10", sophomore, 16 points again. A game between the circles, Blackwell. Right of the key, Church. Right side, Hankins loses the ball out of bounds. And those are the kinds of things, an unforced error there, Chichester just cannot make with the Clippers. Now, it's not your atmosphere. It's funny, it's a league game, but it's not the atmosphere when Chester plays long-time rivals from out of the area, Harrisburg and Reading. Well, it's nuts. Here's DeJarnett, left wing corner, Smith. Mahdi DeJarnett, wide open three ball, well short, rebound, Chichester, and they get it up to Bird. He is an athlete, blocked from behind. Bird picks it up. Tremendous athlete. Foul line jumper is wide to the right. Chester with a rebound. Ahead of the pack now, DeJarnett drives and scores. Mahdi DeJarnett, we are tied at 2.
Boy, they're looking for the escape guys down at the other end of the court, and they're finding them so far.
Full court pressure, Chester. And this is what a lot of their fans would like to see Chester do that a lot more than they have been doing. But there's a foul, and you got two fouls just like that on the Clippers. It's on Zamir Carroll. 6:23 to go, first quarter, 2-2, Chichester and Chester. Far side, Church to inbound at midcourt. Back court, Hankins. Josh, again, only a 10th grader. These kids are going to learn a lot. We've seen a lot of 10th and 11th graders playing in our broadcast so far this year. Lundy Bird driving left side, blocked by Taylor. Out of bounds, Akeem, whose dad played with Jameer Nelson and Naeem Scott in the gang on the 2000 Chester State Championship team. Chichester keeps the ball with 6 minutes to go, first quarter. Hankins, man-to-man defense, Chester. Hankins fires up a three ball, partially blocked. And the rebound, long rebound to the Clippers. And it's a pass and a layup. Actually, a dunk. Akeem Taylor fed it back to Carell Watkins, who jams it home. 4-2 Chester. Driving in the basket, missing the shot is Blackwell. Man Smith brings the ball up court. Flies by his man. Layup is no good, but a foul. Two shots for Michael Smith. Checking into the game shortly for Chichester. Number 21 is Darian Perkins, who is a 5'11 senior.
He's getting a big kick out of you doing that, Dave.
Is that okay, Darian? You like that plug live? Oh, Damian. Damian Perkins, my bad. Thank you very much. Two shots for Smith. Damian Perkins, 5'11 senior. There you go, correcting me on the fly. Also into the game is Matt Mushinsky. So I couldn't read my handwriting.
Well, it's okay, because I'm looking at mine.
I think it's right on the roster.
Yeah, it is right on the roster.
Makes the first and in and out on the second. Chester has had, again, 4-4, could easily be 8-0. They make foul shots and just regular jumpers. They're 4-4. Chester Chai, 1-9. 5:20 to go. First quarter. Perkins flips it near side, out high. Church looks to drive. Foul on the floor. Team foul number 3 on Chester already. And 2 on Michael Smith. Chester up 5-2. Chester moving right to left. Chai with the ball left to right.
Smith's going to have to watch himself. Two fouls this early is not good.
Underneath the basket to Hankins. And he gets it out high. Driving to the basket. Shot is blocked in there by the Clippers. They fly back 2-on-1. Akeem Taylor all the way to the basket, lays it up and in. 6-2 Chester.
Chichester's got to make these possessions count for points. Otherwise, they're going to get too far behind.
Full
too
court trap, yes.
Lundy Bird across the timeline. You got to look for the open man, and there he is, Hankins. And if you're Chai, you got to make these shots. He misses that one. Watkins, the rebound, the super sophomore, to Michael Smith, into the lane, off the glass, no. Rebound, tie up, possession arrow. The ball will stay with Chester. Good effort in there by, we talked about him, a good athlete, 5'11 senior, just came into the game a minute or so ago, Damian Perkins. But the ball with the Clippers up by 5 points, 4:30 to go here in the first quarter. Man-man, left wing, driving baseline underneath into the paint. It's off the hands of Watkins and taken by Church of Chichester against Taylor. Stops, pops off the glass for two.
Calvin Church,
and it's 7-4 in favor of Chester. Jumper from the right side, no good by Watkins. Long rebound to Michael Smith. Pass looking for Garrett is out of bounds. Zamir Carroll he was looking for, excuse me. And it'll be a turnover on the Clips. 4:04 to go first quarter. Dave Berman and the gang from the Fred Pickett Jr. Gymnasium. Del Valle League basketball on this Tuesday night. 7-4 Clippers. And Hankins loses the ball on the near side out of bounds.
Unforced turnover, not what they want to see.
Chester coming back. Now, finally in a half-court set, we can see what kind of defense
good.
Chai is doing in a zone. That's what you have to do, play it against Chester. Some teams do it better than others. And you're going to force Chester just to make shots, like a wide-open jumper there, and he gets it that time. Michael Smith. And if Chester is making their shots on the outside, major, major problems for any team in the state of PA. Here's a kick violation on the Clippers. Is coming back with the ball. Was Matt Mushinski. Threw it off a Chester player's leg. Now Hankins brings it outside. Josh Hankins, right of the key now. Lundy Bird, guarded by Man-Man Smith. Left of the key, Church. Driving in the lane, off the glass for two.
Calvin Church.
DeJarnett wide open, doesn't take the shot at the near wing. Out high to Smith, near side. Right of the key, Akeem Taylor. Watkins, DeJarnett near side. Man-Man's wide open again for three. Rims out, no good. And the rebound is taken by Damian Perkins. Brings it up, 10-6 Chester, 2:50 to go, first quarter. Church, right of the key, top of the key, Lundy Bird, dribbles to the right side, cross court pass out high, far side, Hankins. And if you are Chichester, you want to be very patient and handle the ball as long as you can with patience, as I mentioned. And is doing it well out top now. Hankins, right wing corner, Church, actually Lundy Bird. Drives to the basket, lays it up and in.
That was a nice series for Chichester. Nicely done. Oh, way down court.
DeJarnett is pushed. Foul on Church. That'll be Calvin's first.
That was a three-quarter length pass to DeJarnett. And then Chichester got his hand in there somewhere and knocked out of bounds.
10-8 Chester. Competitive ball game so far. Into the game for Chester High is number 21, Javon Graham, 6'2 senior. DeJarnett to inbound the ball under his offensive basket. Michael Smith wide open. They're going to be there all night. Two threes.
Got to get some hands up in this face.
13-8 Chester. Full court pressure. Hankins across the timeline. Cross court pass, Lundy Bird. He's going to fire up a three ball. Rims out, no good. Akeem Taylor to Smith. Smith's path is deflected. He picks it back up underneath the Graham layup. No, but a foul. Is that Graham or is that DeJarnett? Excuse me. That was DeJarnett who was fouled. Hooker to the line shooting two. Foul on Matt Mushinski. It is Javon Graham at the line shooting two. So he missed the shot. 13-8 Chester, 1:43 to go first quarter. Graham, and the front end is good. 35, Andrew Monroe back into the game, 6'2 sophomore for Chichester. Javon will get another one here, 14-8, Chester by 6. We're in the first quarter. Graham again, up, good. 6'2 senior, Javon Graham, 2 points. Chester by 7. Hankins across the timeline for Chichester in their burgundy uniforms.
Ooh.
And there's a steal by, he just checked into the game, the son of Chester great, the one and the only, Fareed Burton Jr., 5'8 sophomore, all the way to the rack for 2 points. Chance for Fareed to get a lot of time in this game. Pass underneath on the give and go, off the glass, 2 points. Chichester's number 21, Damian Perkins. A minute to go in the first quarter. Burton comes back. Dad graduated from Chester High in 1998. He was a good one also. Here's a 15-footer from the right baseline. It's good by Carell Watkins. 6'4 sophomore coming in averaging 19 a game. Lundy Bird all the way to the basket. Nothing is called. Looked like a block foul on Chester. Nothing called and out of bounds off Chichester. 43.6 seconds ago, first quarter. Chester kind of quietly with a 9-point lead.
Yeah, and being very aggressive in the backcourt. And Chichester has just got to make their baskets count.
23, 5'10 sophomore coming in for Chichester's Zaquan Bruton. He's 5'10. 37 seconds ago, will Chester go for the final shot? Near wing, D. Jarnett. There's a three ball. He has a nice touch. Missed
yes,
the shot,
does.
Though, Burton, with a left hand.
Pretty
rebound, Chichester.
Pretty stroke, though.
25 seconds ago, first quarter. Calvin Church way out high now to Hankins. Josh Hankins with the ball. One of the top sophomore guards in southeastern PA. Bright future. And Chai will go for the final shot here in quarter number one at the Chester Gymnasium, Fred Pickett Jr. Gymnasium. Hankins to the basket, stolen away, and Chester has time with 3 seconds to go. Head of the pack driving, and the basket, I believe, is he dunks it home, but they wave it off. It happened. He called it off from behind the back official, and the guy right underneath the basket said it was good. But the official from behind.
Well, although the official from half court was looking at the scoreboard and the basket.
It's a good point.
Right. So,
all right, let's
know.
Look at the replay of this.
Yep.
Well, unfortunately.
Oh, wait a minute. My replay camera is out.
Okay.
So take the 2 points away from Watkins at the buzzer. Nonetheless, we get ready for quarter number two. It's Chester 19, Chichester 10 on DelcoHoops.com.
When the moon hits your eye like a bigger pizza pie, that's...
Wouldn't a delicious pizza taste good right now? And there's no better pizza than a double-decker pizza from their media location on Baltimore Avenue. Double-decker is the home of the original Inside Out pizza. Double-decker also offers great salads, wings, wraps, and burgers, and sandwiches of all kinds. You can eat in their wonderful double-decker dining room or take out, and delivery is available as well. Call right now to order your pizza at 610-565-1345. Stores also located in Ridley Park and Glen Olden.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers reminding you that you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Getting ready for the second quarter. Here's Pete.
Yeah, Dave, I just want to point out one thing. Josh Hankins has 4 turnovers. Chichester has 4 turnovers, so he's got to clean his game up a little bit here and, watch handle the ball better.
Going to be an offensive foul driving to the basket. Calvin Church, his second team's 4-3 team fouls. Chester Clippers up 19-10 after one. Fareed Burton Jr., top of the key, Taylor. Left wing corner, three ball, no good. Offensive rebound, D. Jarnett into the lane to Watkins. Blocked from behind, ball on the floor. Possession arrow is going to be on the tie-up with Chester High. I see 3 players out there, 1 from Chai, 2 from Chester. Dads were star players for the Clippers back in the day. PIAA state champs. One of them is Akeem right there. Left wing corner, Chester with a rock. Graham,
Fareed Burton. Taylor. Taylor has it back from DeJarnett. Down low, Graham drives to the basket with a left hand. Javon Graham for 2, 4 points for him. Chester by 11. Monroe barely across the timeline. The Church, excuse me, Jasir Shaw is another one. Plays for Chichester. Dad, one of a Chester legend. Hey, he bulldozes his way to the basket. Misses the shot, but the tip-in is good by Damian Perkins. And a travel in the backcourt on Fareed. Fareed Burton, his dad, Fareed, played for Chester, graduated 1998.
I think that's Chester's first unforced error, isn't it? Or turnover.
Four. They got four for the game.
Chester does?
Yes, four turnovers.
No, but that's, okay, first unforced. Whoa.
Tie up with DeJarnett and Perkins. Possession with Chichester. Number five, Jasir Shaw, 5'10 sophomore for Chichester. His dad was one of the greatest ever in Chester history. One of the greatest. And now a steal, and Burton lays it up and in. Fareed Burton looks pretty good for a 10th grader. It has been on and off with playing time this year. In the backcourt, Hankins loses the ball. Ahead of the pack, driving to the basket, lay it up and in. Karell Watkins. He's only a sophomore.
Chester now is just dominating.
Chester by 13.
Oh.
Bruton is fouled. Block foul. Going to be called on Graham. First team's fourth. Calvin Church coming back into the game for Chichester, as is Jamise Lundy-Bird. Yeah. Jasir Shaw's son. Jasir Shaw's dad, I should say. Jamar. Played for Chester 93 and 94. Actually, three seasons with the Clippers. With a 10, Calvin Church with the ball to the basket. No, but a foul. On DeJarnett, his first, team's fifth. Ready to come into the game, and this kid can score. Mr. Buckets, Christian Messina, will be coming in shortly. Free throw, the first is around the rim and in for Calvin Church, number 32. Christian Messina is a 5'11 senior for the Clips. Again, Chester playing without starting guard, 5'10 junior Rami Gilbert. Misses the next one, does Church. Watkins the rebound. Fareed Burton across the timeline, sophomore. Junior Taylor, foul line, now driving to the basket. Watkins dishing it off underneath, looking for Graham. Knocked out of bounds by Chai. 5:55 to go before halftime. And Chester leads Chai 25-13 on this Tuesday night. Burton, wide open Taylor. Three ball is up. Back of the rim, no good. Battling for that rebound. It's Messina. Good pass underneath. And the shot is blocked. Graham gets his shot blocked by Lundy-Bird. Chai's got some good multi-sport athletes out there. Right wing corner, three ball is short.
Was short.
By Shaw. Back comes Fareed Burton underneath the Watkins. Lay it up and in. Good pass. What up? I tell you, he is a great young talent, that Fareed Burton for Chester. First
full court.
Long look at him. Chester by 14. Shaw across the timeline. Church throws the ball away. Actually, yeah, it was Calvin. Threw the ball away. So out there for Chester, number 21, he's a senior. Javon Graham, number 4, Akeem Taylor, he's a junior. 32, Christian Messina, he's a senior. 11 is Fareed Burton, sophomore. Taylor, Burton, drives, floater, no, but a foul. So Fareed will go to the line shooting 2. And a substitution coming in for Chai shortly here.
See who made the foul.
It's on Josh Hankins. He's been kept in check by Chester. No points so far. Josh coming in averaging 16 a game. Fareed Burton with a left hand for Chester. Misses that one. Number 11 back into the game is Paris Blackwell, 6'4", junior. And also checking into the game is number, you said number 13's checking into the game? Not sure. Okay.
All right.
Here's a turnover by Chichester. And back comes Watkins. Gets the ball knocked away from behind by Hankins. Remains with the Clippers. 28-13 Chester, 15-point lead. And I missed that second foul
he
shot.
He made it.
He made it.
Yep.
Fareed made that one. So 5 points for him. And Messina will inbound the ball for Chester.
Yeah, it seems to me Chichester is playing Chester's game in speed, and they're not doing well with it.
Well, they want to play zone. There's a steal by Lundy Bird ahead of the pack layup. Ooh. Blocked from behind by Watkins. Follow Church is blocked in there. Taken by Chester. Burton. Graham drives. Lay it up and in. Javon Graham has 6. Chester by 17. Into Church. Foul. Kind of a ticky-tack foul there. Yeah. Number 2 on Graham.
Considering the speed these guys are moving back and forth on, I'm let them play. And then down on the other end, they practically tore the shooter's head off and didn't call that.
Yep. Out of the game comes Watkins and number 34. Big, strong Ronnell Spark, 6'3 senior, comes in for Chester. Lundy Bird between the circles, right side Hankins, and they are in his grill like a glove. Almost another errant pass. Messina almost stole it. Lundy Bird drives, misses the shot. Chester wants a fight. They're both fighting for the ball. Here comes Fareed Burton. Going to take it all the way, and he's called for a travel. Good defense driving to the basket by his fellow sophomore, and I'm sure they play against each other in the offseason, Josh Hankins.
Yeah, Hankins has been covered like a rug so far. He's really not had much of an opportunity to shoot, but he's playing aggressively on defense.
4:12 to go before halftime. Chester leading by 17, 30-13 over Chai, and the Eagles have the ball. Chai Chester. Hankins kind of frustrated so far. Right at the key, Church. Stops, pops under pressure. Wide to the left, not even close. Chester wants to run and gun. Here comes Akeem Taylor. Between the leg dribble. In the lane. Floater. Good. He's a junior. And into Mushinsky. Mushinsky across the timeline. Blackwell left side. He finally had an open shot. Decides not to take it. Forces it up. Does Hankins. Misses the shot. Church can't get the steal. Back comes Chester again. Driving to the basket. Layup is good by Akeem Taylor.
Can we tell when the last time Chichester made a point? I think it was the free throw.
Yeah, they had 10 after 1. 13 now, 3:18 to go. Second quarter, Chester 34, Chichester 13. Back into the game. Number 31 checking into the game. 5'10 junior for Chai is Kasai Jones. And also back in, he started Andrew Monroe, the 6'2 sophomore. 3:18 to go, second quarter.
Trying to match Chester with speed is not a good idea here.
Chester by 21. Down low for Monroe off the glass. 2 points. Naeem Berry into the game for the Clippers, a 5'10 senior. Chester up 34-15. 3 minutes to go in the second quarter. Berry, good passing. Christian misses the shot from the right side. That was a Christian Messina, the 5'11 senior. And that's a loose ball foul on Chester, 2:49 to go. Here in the second quarter, and Chester's in the penalty. It's going to be 1-1, I believe, now.
22. Nine Berry. That is his first team seven. Yeah, well, it's been a very, very fast game, and I'm just surprised Chichester had to try at least on their end to slow it down a little bit, take a little more care with their shots.
Chester's forcing them, though, to play that way.
Well, I think if they back off a little bit on their end of the court.
And you got to make foul shots. Chichester, yeah. Blackwell misses the front end. But the ball on the rebound is lost out of bounds by Sparks. Chichester ball. Inbounding is Bruton. Bruton looking. Steal by Messina for Chester High. Messina into Berry. Berry to Fareed Burton. A lot of Chester has a lot of guys haven't seen much time. Graham way off from the right wing corner. Taken by Jamise Lundy Bird. Drives, I think, an offensive foul. Oh, they're going to call a block foul. He was moving. I guess it's a good call on Fareed Burton. So two shots coming for Chichester's Jamise Lundy Bird. Fareed Burton Jr.'s first. Team's eighth. Zamir Carroll ready to check back in for Chester. First is no good. Damian Perkins, number 21, and number 10, Calvin Church back in for Chichester. 34-15 Chester. 2:24 to go, second quarter. Got that one. Lundy Bird, 3 points. 2:25 to go, second quarter. Chester High with the ball. In the right block is Carroll. Turn around, off the glass. Can't get it to fall. Ronell Sparks, offensive rebound for two. A chance for Chester, Coach Taylor, to build some depth here before the postseason in a few weeks. Chester up by 20 in the backcourt, losing the ball. Church, Chester all over the place. Can they get it across the timeline? Barely. Church driving, out of control, forces it up. No good. Tap, no good. Rebound, Carroll. Zamir Carroll. Now to Berry. Naeem Berry looks out to Fareed Burton, the sophomore. Getting more confidence as time goes on with a left-hand three ball. No good from the left-wing corner by Berry. Hankins the rebound. Gets it up to Church. Driving layup is no good. Battle for the rebound. Out of bounds off of Chester on the end line was Berry. 1:31 to go in the second quarter. Chester up 36-16.
Oh, good crowd here for a Tuesday night, huh?
Yes, it is. Very impressed. Now Chester will play at Chichester later on. That's an early start, 5 o'clock, and they usually pack that place at Chi, which we did last year. Hankins gets a long three ball off, left of the key, no good, in and out. Berry, the rebound for Chester. Naeem Berry, the senior, right wing corner, jumper by Christian Messina, no good, offensive rebound, and 2 points for Ronell Sparks.
Boy, the offensive rebounds are killing him. I mean, everything about this game right now is not going well for Chichester.
In the Monroe, he's in trouble. Monroe in the backcourt gets it across the Bird and across the timeline. Hankins drives baseline, fishes it, dishes it off to his teammate. And Damian Perkins lays it in for two. He's had a good game for Chichester. Perkins. 47 seconds ago, second quarter. Chester up 38-18. Messina's wide open. I know he can hit that shot. He does it. He had a great offseason. But Chester's so talented with players, it's hard to make the lineup. But he's getting some experience now. He's a senior and almost a steal. There's a steal. And Fareed Burton ahead of the pack. Messina reverse layup is good. Nice to have him off the bench. Chester up 42-18. 17 seconds to go in the second quarter. And Chai has just got to continue to live and learn. Jamise Lundy-Bird all the way to the basket, fouled by Carroll. 8 seconds to go, second quarter. And to the line, Jamise Lundy-Bird for Chichester, 6'1 senior, has 3 points, shooting two. Second on Zamir. 9 on Chester as a team. So Bird, first is good. He'll get another one. Our next broadcast next Thursday night. In and out and in again for Jamise Lundy-Bird. 8 seconds for Chester. Plenty of time to get a good look. We're in the second quarter. Burton coming back. Naeem Berry forces up like an NBA three ball, and that's well short. And we go to halftime. Your score, the Chester High Clippers 42, Chichester Eagles 20. Back with halftime festivities. And you're listening to Boys High School Basketball. Delvo Action League action tonight. Never sounded so good on DelvoHoops.com.
Looking for a great place to buy your vitamins, herbs, and supplements? Locally owned and operated Berman's Health Shop on Edgemont Avenue in Brookhaven carries a tremendous selection of product and features their own brand of vitamins, herbs, and supplements that delivers more than 50 patented and trademark ingredients. Each of their branded products include independent lab analysis. Berman's Health Shop, where you are family. For all your health shop needs, open 7 days a week in Brookhaven, 610-874-8418.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, from football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball, virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, Pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times. You'll be a
dentist. Nobody likes going to the dentist, but a clean and healthy mouth is an important part of good hygiene. Doctors Bruce Goddick and Russell Young at Woodland Dental Associates is a complete family dental office, which offers skilled cleanings, root canals, cosmetic bonding and whitening, and so many other fine dental services. They accept most insurance plans and are located conveniently on Fairview Road. Give them a call at 610-833-2660 and set up a visit. Son, be a
dentist. When the moon hits your eye like a bigger pizza pie, that's...
Wouldn't a delicious pizza taste good right now? And there's no better pizza than a double-decker pizza from their media location on Baltimore Avenue. Double-decker is the home of the original inside-out pizza. Double-decker also offers great salads, wings, wraps, and burgers, and sandwiches of all kinds. You can eat in their wonderful double-decker dining room or take out, and delivery is available as well. Call right now to order your pizza at 610-565-1345. Stores also located in Ridley Park and Glen Olden.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers. For high school basketball at its best, stay right here at DelcoHoops.com.
It's a very loud halftime here at Chester High School. Boys hoops tonight. Del Valle game. Halftime score is Chester 42, Chichester 20. After one quarter, 19-10 Chester. Total domination in the second quarter. For Chester High, 6 points for Michael Man-Man Smith. 2 3 balls in the first quarter, 6 for Akeem Taylor, 2 for Mahdi DeJarnett, 5 for Fareed Burton Jr., 8 points for Carell Watkins, 4 points Christian Messina, 4 points Ronell Sparks, 6 points for Javon Graham. Total again of 42. 20 points for Chai, Calvin Church, the 6'1 senior with 5. 6 points for Damian Perkins, he's a 5'11 senior. 6 points for Jamise Lundy-Bird, 6'1 senior, and 4 points for Andrew Monroe, and a total of 20. So there it is, 42-20 Chester at halftime.
All right, Pete, what you got?
Yeah, we got some stats here. We have the turnovers, which you don't want to win that, but Chichester is winning the turnover battle, 10-6. As far as rebounding goes, the Clippers have 16 rebounds. The Chichester Eagles have 9. Akeem Taylor with 5 defensive rebounds. As far as team fouls, I have Chichester with only 3 and Chester with 9, although with the size of these rosters, that's a moot point. The main thing is Chester's making more of their shots and they're winning.
Well, yeah. I mean, Chester's just controlling the pace of the game, and I would think that would be a priority for Coach Jones to turn around and say, guys, on our end of the court, we have to slow this down. We have to put together a play. We have to execute the play. We have to make the shot. If we go back and they want to run down the field at a million miles an hour, we got to follow them, obviously. But there is no way we can win this game if we rush back to the end of our court, take these crazy shots that they've been taking, totally off balance, no positioning, feet not planted. I mean, just, you know, it does no good to run the ball to your end of the court and just throw the ball up and hope for a basket. They've got to get their play together. And I don't know whether they're going to change second half or not. Certainly, Chester's been extremely aggressive.
Time to dance here, guys. Ready to dance to the giddy-up.
Chester's been using their whole lineup. They're actually, some of their main starters haven't played a lot of minutes because I think they're realizing they're probably not needed in this game.
Well, they certainly aren't right now. It's a 2-1 score.
And you've got 8 different players in the score sheet for Chester already in the first half.
It's good for Keith Taylor to give these younger guys, some of, a couple of their seniors, haven't got much time this year. Christian Messina, Ronell Sparks, and Naeem Berry. These guys, Chester gets some foul trouble in a playoff game.
Saying, Dave, these guys in February, late February, when the playoffs start and the districts and all, these guys may need some important minutes. So all the time they can learn now is going to pay off later.
All right, let's take a break. We're at halftime. Dave Berman, Mike Mayer, Andrew Kaufman, and Pete Fulginetti. It's Chester 42, Chichester 20. You're listening to boys basketball. It never sounded so good on DelcoHoops.com.
Looking for a great place to buy your vitamins, herbs, and supplements? Locally owned and operated Berman's Health Shop on Edgemont Avenue in Brookhaven carries a tremendous selection of product and features their own brand of vitamins, herbs, and supplements that delivers more than 50 patented and trademark ingredients. Each of their branded products include independent lab analysis. Berman's Health Shop, where you are family. For all your health shop needs, open 7 days a week in Brookhaven, 610-874-8418.
Whether buying or selling a home, Joanna Slosky of Century 21 Executive Group can achieve your goals. Why should you list your home with Joanna Slosky? Well, that's easy. Joanna is a top-producing agent who is highly responsive to her clients' needs and utilizes the latest marketing technologies to ensure your home is sold at its highest and best value in the least amount of time without a lot of hassle. Joanna has been a Wallingford resident for over 40 years. Call Joanna now for your free no-obligation home value analysis at 215-858-5050.
Welcome back to the second half of today's basketball game. Today's sponsors are Berman's Health Shop, for all your vitamins, herbs, and supplements in Brookhaven. The Delaware County Daily Times, all high school sports every day. Double Decker Pizza in Media, home of the original Inside Out Pizza. Dine in or take out. Woodland Dental Associates, Dr. Goddick and Dr. Young, for all your dental needs. Joanna Slosky, Century 21 Executive Group. Call her when you need to buy or sell your home. The Inn at Swarthmore. Guest rooms, meeting space, and dining for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Right in downtown Swarthmore. Now back to the second half with Dave Berman, Pete Fulginetti, Andrew Kaufman, and Mike Mayer.
Hey, it's always good to double check our work. Andrew caught me with a mistake.
No.
I had Mike.
No.
Yes. I made a mistake.
The first one ever.
Man Smith has 7 points. I missed a foul shot.
Okay.
And he made in the second quarter. So 7 for Michael Smith. Chester leads it 42-20.
You know.
And if you, okay, I'm going to put you on the spot here, Mike. If you're the head coach of Chai, Clyde Jones, what do you tell your team?
Well, like I said a minute ago, slow down the game on our end. Put a plan together. Let's run our plays. Be deliberate about it, take our shots, and make sure they count as best we can. Because the one thing you can't do is keep running back and forth and not making baskets. And that's the, you know, if you look at the other stats, turnovers and rebounds, you know, yeah, they're certainly down, but they're not down as dramatically as the score would seem to indicate, which means if they had, you know, made another five baskets, you know, they'd be within 12 points of this, which is still not a super close game, but it makes it happen. It also, you know, if you keep the ball and slow things down a little bit, you're taking time away from Chester to come back and make the shots. You know, if you keep running down there as fast as you can, throwing a ball up, it misses, they run back and score, you run back, miss, run back and score, suddenly you look at halftime, it's 42-20 them.
Well, I know you guys like talking professional sports, especially the Eagles, your defending world champs, and what a game that was against the Bears. I was old school 1950s, 60s, 70s football, as I put on my Facebook page. I put the pictures of me with Tom Brookshire back in the day, Chuck Bednarik, and Steve Van Buren. Even got my picture of Steve Van Buren.
Really?
That's the kind of football, way back 32 years ago. That's the kind of football they played. That was an awesome game.
40, 60, and 15. That's where the numbers. Van Buren. Bednarik.
You know, these two guys could lie to each other, and you and I, Andrew, would have no idea.
Yeah.
They could say anything.
And he got, Van Buren's number again was
15.
15, right, right.
40 was Brookie.
Yeah.
And 60 was Concrete Charlie.
All right, so New Orleans, and all the pressure's on the Saints, and the Eagles are probably going to win.
Let me say something about this game Sunday. This is not the same team that played in October. It's entirely different. Almost one-third of the roster is different.
Okay, we get a basketball game.
It could be a different result.
It will. Chester with the ball to begin the third quarter. Smith, near wing Taylor. Akeem drives under the basket, gets it out to Smith. Down low for Watkins. Akeem, I like this ball. It's street ball. And Akeem drives and scores. And is it hard to announce? That's kind of hard to announce, but it's just up and down the floor.
It's harder when Pete's talking football.
That's all right. we didn't miss the basket.
No,
we didn't miss it.
And the ball's knocked out of bounds on the far side. It'll stay with Chichester. Chester now up 44-20. I'm glad I have not been tongue-tied with Chester and Chichester and their Booth win. That's where Chichester is, about the neighboring town over, or borough, I should say. Church stops, pops.
There you go.
Good ball player. Good football player. Seven for him. Akeem Taylor. Actually, ooh, no, that wasn't Akeem. That was a Carell Watkins, and the ball's knocked out of bounds on the near side. 7:05 in the third quarter. Chester up 44-22. I don't think they're going to score 100 tonight, but they keep scoring at this pace. They might have a shot. Left wing and now top of the key. Taylor, man, Smith, right wing. Down low, DeJarnett has a mismatch into the lane. Floater short and in follows. Good and a foul, DeJarnett. So Motti, who comes into the contest averaging 12 points a game, has 4 points now. Monroe, the foul, his, how many have for him? His first? Anyway,
he's looking.
It's on Monroe. Scoreboard's a little out of whack here tonight at Chester High.
That's the first on Monroe.
Yeah, first. Rims out, no good. Chichester back, 6:46 to go. Third quarter. Monroe, James Lundy Bird, long three ball is well short. And out of bounds to Chester.
That was an NBA three attempt. He was well off his mark there.
Schedule don't get easier for Chichester. Got the Sun Valley coming up.
Yep.
Two Sun Valley assistant coaches are here. And you got Penwood twice. And you got Academy Park twice.
Whoop.
Man loses the ball. Pass down low. Throws the ball away. Chester might be getting a little sloppy here, too. You don't want to get in bad habits here with such a big lead, though.
Oh, and Chichester, you got to take advantage by dropping some buckets in.
Yeah, but Chester's defense is doing a tremendous job. It's been really good all year. Church,
ooh, whoa,
drives,
whoa,
right side. Knocked out of bounds off the Clippers. 6:09 to go in the quarter, third quarter. Chester 46, Chichester 22. I want to thank Clyde Jones for the pregame interview, by the way. We'll see. Hopefully we get somebody on the postgame. Hankins just can't get open for a good look. Floats into the lane, off balance, no. Put back is good. Good for him. Andrew Monroe, no relation to Earl the Pearl. It's a 6'2 sophomore. DeJarnett, right wing, out to Akeem Taylor, three ball, out of the basket, in and out. Turnaround jumper, Carroll, no good. He saw him at the YM, the LA Fitness the other day. Akeem Taylor with that follow, lays it up and in. He can almost touch the top of the backboard. 6'4 junior Akeem Taylor. Last year played for Chester Charter School for the Arts. Here's a steal. Here's a layup. No, but a foul. Carell Watkins goes to the line, shooting two for Chester. Ready to check back in. Damian Perkins. Two shots for Watkins. And a timeout called by Clyde Jones and Chichester. 5:24 to go, third quarter. It's Chester 48, Chichester 24. It never sounded so good. Boys High School Basketball at DelcoHoops.com.
This broadcast is copyrighted by DelcoHoops.com for the private use of our listening audience. Any other use or reproduction of this broadcast without DelcoHoops.com's consent is prohibited.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers, and you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Right in front of us doing the stomping, the legendary Chester High cheerleaders. Very solid. And there's the split. Mike, you always freak out when you see them split.
Well, they've been teaching me how to do it. They did it at the end of last season. I was in traction until August.
Yeah. It's so. Chester 48, Chichester 24, 5:24 to go in the third quarter. And every time we see Chester play, and they've had some great, great nationally ranked teams, had some very good teams, a very good team right here, and the innate athletic ability is unbelievable year after year. Yeah, just unbelievable.
You grow up in Chester, you want to play basketball. I mean, that's what, that, you know, the basketball team is literally legendary. All right, here we go with the game.
Watkins, only a sophomore, free throw short. He'll get another. Watkins, 6'4" and growing. Again, nice turnout here on this chilly Tuesday night. The Fred Pickett Gymnasium. Misses both. Rebound, Church. Church to James Lundy Bird. Between the circles, Church. Monroe left of the key. Dribbles it to the midcourt. Gives it to Church. Drives off the glass. No good. Carroll gets the rebound. Loses the ball. Church, left wing corner. And then throws the ball out of bounds. Chichester, there were two kids. We'll get to that when I find it in a moment. I still have the box score when they played Chester last year. 5:04. And the ball went, there's no bleachers down there. They're not pulled out of Chester.
Went into the gap in center field here.
Chichester, a kid named Josh Smith. They were counting on him, a 5'9 sophomore, to come back. And Amiri Stewart, another sophomore, averaged 10 a game. They're not on the roster this year. And I'll try to find out what happened, because there's two good players right there. Driving is DeJarnett. No, but a foul. Ramad Mahdi DeJarnett. Personal on Hankins. DeJarnett's father is Mr. Chester Biddy League Basketball, Ralph Dorsey.
How many Hankins?
I have Josh with two.
Oh, just two. Okay.
And no points.
Yep.
5'10 sophomore for Chichester, averaging 16 points a game. And Chester, they're frustrated. There's another miss by Chester. Yeah. They're up 48-24, 4:55 to go third quarter. Got to make foul shots. This is going to, you know, stuff like this hurts. But he makes that one. Mahdi has three in the quarter and five for the game. Chester keeping the trap on. Turnover right in front of us. Kicked out of bounds by Akeem. And the ball will stay with Chichester. Jamise Lundy Bird to inbound midcourt. Right in front of us, back to Hankins. Chichester right to left. Here in the third quarter. Hankins driving. Here's Perkins. Three ball from the right wing corner is good. Damian Perkins leading all scorers with nine for Chichester. Chester, very balanced effort. Clippers up by 22, 49-27. Michael Smith brings it out high between the circles. Far side, DeJarnett. Top of the key, Taylor. Akeem gets to wide open jumper. Swish. Michael Smith. Three trays for man-man. 10 points in the game. Chester up 52-27, 4 minutes ago. And this, I know Chester, they're not trying to run up the score or anything. They're just
playing basketball.
Exactly. And Chichester's going to have to just do a better job. There's another turnover and flying back. The Clippers again with Smith. He's a senior. Dribbling around. Good defense by Hankins on him. Wide open. Right side jumper is no good by Watkins. Rebound Hankins. Josh coming back for Chichester to Calvin Church. Right at the key. Church. Floater. Back of the rim. No good. DeJarnett the rebound. But tip under the basket away. And picked up on by Monroe, who was under the basket for Chine. He lays it up and in. 52-29, Chester by 23. Smith, near wing. Top of the key, Taylor for three. No good. Rebound is by Monroe for Chichester. Hankins across the timeline, Church. Perkins again, jumper from the left side is no good. DeJarnett the rebound. Well, it's hard to get. There's the half-court set, and they're going man-to-man. Yeah, they're going man-to-man this time, and that's a tough matchup. Offensive foul called that time on Carroll, driving hard to the basket. I have Zamir with three. 2:51 to go in the third. First team foul here in the second half on Chester. Three on Chichester. And a timeout called by Keith Taylor. 2:51 to go in the third. Chester calls time. Clippers 52. Chichester Eagles 29. It never sounded so good. It's boys high school basketball on DelcoHoops.com.
Nobody likes going to the dentist, but a clean and healthy mouth is an important part of good hygiene. Doctors Bruce Goddick and Russell Young at Woodland Dental Associates is a complete family dental office, which offers skilled cleanings, root canals, cosmetic bonding and whitening, and so many other fine dental services. They accept most insurance plans and are located conveniently on Fairview Road. Give them a call at 610-833-2660 and set up a visit. Son, be a dentist.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers reminding you that you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
2:51 to go in the third quarter. 52-29 Chester. Boys hoops tonight. Del Valle battle. We're in the third quarter, as I mentioned, 2:51 to go. 10 points apiece for Chester's Michael Manman Smith and also fellow senior. I think I got that right. No, junior. Junior Akeem Taylor also with 10.
Okay, I'm just saying next week we're going to be at Pencrest for Lower Marion versus Pencrest. Should be a great game next week.
Chester,
Thursday night, sorry.
Yeah, Chester by 23. They got the trap still on in the backcourt. Chai with the ball. And Monroe's going to be called for a travel. So these kids,
travel.
It's a work in progress for Clyde this year, and he's always had teams that have just they've been in the thick of things. And his first year with Chichester, very good last year. Smith comes back, 2.5 to go in the third quarter. Floater in the lane, no good. Strong rebound by Church. Church getting up to Lundy Bird. Lundy Bird out to Hankins. Might as well just fire it up, Josh. Just can't get it to fall tonight. Back to the rim, no good. Graham the rebound for Chester. Javon Graham into the game. He's a senior. Big, strong kid. Smith across the timeline. Chester 4-4 in the season. Chai 1-9. Top of the key, Taylor. Down low, left block, spinning off the glass. No good by Watkins. Good defense in there by fellow sophomore Andrew Monroe for Chai. And the Eagles get the loose ball. Hankins across midcourt. He's only a 10th grader. Perkins fakes the shot, loses the ball. Ooh. Actually, he fell to the ground.
And they called him for traveling.
And they called him for travel. Good sportsmanship there by Monty D. Jarnett. Picking up Perkins from the floor. 1:41 to go in the third quarter. Chester up 52-29. And they have been unbelievable January. Three ball. D. Jarnett from the right side is no good. A rebound to Church to Perkins. Perkins takes it all the way to the rack. Misses the shot. Wants a foul. Not going to get it. Chester the rebound. Taylor. Akeem is what they're going to call something. I don't know what they're calling. Something push. Out high. A push foul on Church. Third on Calvin for Chai. Chester ball. 52-29 Clippers. Last Chai-Chester win anywhere against Chester. January of 1987 and 64 games. And the streak most likely will continue. Down low, Watkins, a big mismatch. Ooh. Turns, fires, scores. Now, Correll he's in double digits with 10. Chester by 25. Church in the backcourt. Lundy Bird gets the pass, drives to the basket. No, but a foul. It's on Watkins. On Correll, his first. Two team fouls on Chester. Two free throws for senior for Chichester. Jamies Lundy Bird makes that one. He'll get another. 1:07 to go, third quarter. Live from Chester. Here are those cheerleaders. Next free throw good again by Lundy Bird. 8 for him. Man Smith comes back. Right wing corner, D. Jarnett at wide open Watkins. He has a nice touch from the outside, decides to drive, misses, follows, scores.
Follow your own shot, put it back up again.
12 for Correll. Ramir McDowell has the ball now. He just checked into the game, a 5'7 sophomore, as Keith Jackson would say, for Chichester. Jamies Lundy Bird. He's in trouble in the corner, double teamed. To McDowell, left wing corner Church to McDowell. He's going right to the rack, misses the shot. 27 seconds ago in the quarter, third quarter. D. Jarnett all the way, lay it up and in.
Basket number 5, Monty D. Jarnett.
Monty's had a nice quarter with 5, 7 for the game. 15 seconds ago, third quarter, Chester up 58-31. This is McDowell and a kick violation on Michael Smith. 6 seconds ago. So Chester pretty much ready to clear the bench for the fourth quarter, I would imagine.
I would think. There's still some same margin, 2-1.
Sire Hancock also into the game. There's a steal by Man-Man. Fires it up at the buzzer. Short. After three quarters of play, the Chester High Clippers 58, the Chichester Eagles 31. It never sounded so good. You're listening to Boys High School Basketball exclusively right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Stop by Berman's Health Shop today for premium CBD oil, organic and Colorado grown. The best you can buy at a great value. We educate and talk you through the process of using CBD oil. Give us a call to learn how people are dropping traditional medicines for CBD. Call us at 610-874-8418. Trust the authority. Trust Berman's.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers reminding you that you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Welcome back to the Fred Pickett Gymnasium, Fred Pickett Jr. Gymnasium, Chester High, Southeastern PA, 9th and Barkley. Getting ready for the final 8 minutes of the game. Chester leads it over Chichester, 58-31 in this boys basketball Del Valle battle.
Yeah, we got 15 turnovers for Chai and only 7 for Chester. That's a big difference there. And
yep.
Yeah, but in general, they've tried to hold their own a little bit, but Chester's slowly pulling, waving a little bit more.
Chester, 10 points for Michael Smith, 10 for Akeem Taylor, 7 for Mahdi D. Jarnett, 5 for Reed Burton Jr., 12 for Carell Watkins, 4 for Christian Messina, 4 for Rennell Sparks, and 6 for Javon Graham. Chichester, 7 points for Church, 9 for Perkins, 8 for Jamise Lundy Bird, and Andrew Monroe with 8. Hope that matches you there, my man, Andrew. So we have Hankins across the timeline. We begin the fourth quarter. Chester by 27 points. McDowell, Hankins, McDowell has it left wing. McDowell's only a sophomore. Cross court, Lundy Bird. Three ball is good.
That was a nice shot.
Well, Clyde Jones told his boys, let's win this fourth quarter. Let's win the fourth quarter. Come out of this game on a positive note. Down by 24, driving to the basket, missing it. Rebound, Chichester, Church. Church at the far wing, and he's called for a travel. Got to give that ball up earlier, guys.
Yeah, there's now, of course, fatigue is entering into this as well.
Chester will traditionally wear you down. Smith is bumped by, I like this Ramir McDowell kid for Chichester. He's fearless out there, hasn't played much tonight, but 5'7" sophomore.
He's very quick, too, Dave. He can keep right up with Michael Smith pretty well.
Coming out of the game and into the contest for Chichester, number 5, 5'10" sophomore, Jasir Shaw, father Jamar, state champion on the Chester 94 squad. Tremendous player, team leader. Floater is no good by Man-Man Smith for Chester. Rebound, weak side, Church. Church has it back from his teammate, left wing corner. Driving is Lundy. Lay it up and in. And it's 5-0 Chichester leading here in the fourth quarter. Leading just the fourth quarter, though. Totally. It's Chester 58, Chichester 36. Timeout. Full timeout. 6:43 to go in the game. It's boys basketball. Never sounded so good on DelcoHoops.com.
Looking for ways to reach families in Delaware County? DelcoHoops.com not only broadcasts our high school basketball games live, but they also are fully archived so our listeners can tune in at their leisure 24/7 to listen to their favorite broadcast. Go to DelcoHoops.com and contact us to find out about our sponsorships. Link your business to the fun and excitement of high school basketball. High school basketball and your company, a great combination.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers. For high school basketball at its best, stay right here at DelcoHoops.com.
Hey, those Chester cheerleaders deserve a standing ovation again. We're just so used to it. I mean, not we, but the fans here. Right. 6:43 to go in the game, fourth quarter. Chester 58, Chichester 36. But Chai has scored the first 5 points here in quarter number four.
Yeah, Dave, again, what you want to do if you're Trichester, you get these young guys a little more experience. Most of them are sophomores, some juniors, but it's such a young team. They're only going to get better, and you just got to let them grow.
Whoa. And a turnover by Chester. Shaw has it. Shaw, right of the key. Shot is blocked by Watkins, out high to Hankins. And right now, Chester's going through a little lethargic period right now. And Chai's taking it right to him, even though they're down by 22 points, but going to the line. And shooting two now for the Eagles is number 10, Calvin Church. He can cut the lead to 20. Foul, Javon Graham, number third on him. Team's third, 14,000 Chichester. So here, big foul shots here for Church. Chai, you're not giving up.
There
he makes
go.
That one. He has 8 points. Calvin Church, 6'1", senior, comes in averaging 16 a game. And he makes that one also. So Chester's lead, as high as 27, is down to 20, 58-38. Good give and go layup. Graham misses it. Missed the easy layup and a beautiful pass by Watkins. Chichester the rebound. Hankins gets the ball taken away by Taylor. Good clean play there. Chester coming back. They haven't scored yet in the fourth quarter. There's a pass underneath DeJarnett. No, but a foul. No, it's DeJarnett. He got fouled. So Motti will go to the line shooting two. 6:01 to go in the fourth quarter. Chester by 20. And being outscored 7-0 here in the fourth quarter. DeJarnett with a left hand. Good chance for Chester to work on those free throws.
Ooh.
Misses it. Back into the game. He was very impressive earlier for Chester, the sophomore, Fareed Burton, Jr. 98 grad was his father for Chester High, Fareed. DeJarnett again. Up. Gets it to roll. 8 for DeJarnett. 6 minutes to go in the game. Chester by 21. Church, almost a steal by Chester. Man almost got it. Jamise Lundy-Bird down low. Turning, shot is blocked. That was Mushinski got a shot blocked. Chester comes back. Wide open, Burton with the left hand, the three ball. Back to the rim, no good. Offensive rebound, DeJarnett. Pass to Watkins, and he's fouled. Driving to the basket, personal Mushinski. And for Matt, I believe that's number two on him. Did they call that on Lundy-Bird?
Apparently.
So it is. So on the floor, team foul number six on Chai here in the second half. We've got 5:41 to go in the fourth quarter. DeJarnett to inbound for Chester High. Let's get it out high to Watkins. Watkins will stop, pop, in and out, and in again. That sophomore has got unbelievable talent. Can do it inside and outside.
Yeah, great form.
Chester by 23. Shaw, three ball, right of the key, back to the rim, no good. Hankins, good hustle. He's playing his tail off. Team down by 23, down low. Shaw off the glass, no. Shaw tries again, can't get the ball to fall. Here is Burton. Pocket rocket, Burton drives, flies, and scores 7 for super sophomore Fareed Burton Jr. That was quick on quick right there. Chester by 25 again. In the lane, no good. Mushinski follows for two. Good job sticking with it. Mushinski, good job, Matt. 4:46 to go in the game. Chester up by 23, 63-40. Man, down low. Watkins, that's a big-time mismatch against Mushinski. Mushinski fouls Correll going to the basket. Watkins shooting two. Second on Matt. Watkins at the line, shooting two. Correll has 14. And nothing but net on that one. Back in for Chester, 31. Oh, his first appearance of the night. 6'6" sophomore. Heard about this young man.
Dave, he had a real good game in the JV game, number 31. He was the star of their game.
He looked good?
Very good.
Shaquan Horsey.
Horsey, yeah. He had,
Shaquan, 6'6"
sophomore. He had a lot. I don't know how many points, but a lot.
Watkins makes both. 16 for Correll. 4:30 to go in the game. Jumper left side is no good by Lundy Bird. Chester the rebound. Trying to split the defense. You don't want to do that. And there's Shaw missing the layup. Ball is on the floor. Out of bounds who? You know, out of bounds off Chester. Getting a little sloppy right now.
It's off of Chichester.
Oh, they say off Chichester. Ronnell Sparks into the game, so Coach Taylor clears the bench here. Opportunity for these young men to step up for Chester. I know you have a 25-point lead, 65-40.
Yeah, most of these kids played the JV game before.
Yeah,
so.
Sparks was in the JV game. He's pretty good, too. He's a big body under the boards.
Burton, sophomore, with the ball for Chester. 25-point lead, clip 65-40. Moving left to right. Burton guarded by his sophomore counterpart, Hankins. Goes to the basket. What a dish off the hands of Horsey. Taken away by Chai. Coming back is Church. To the basket, shot blocked by Messina. And the Clippers can't get the ball. Hankins has it down low. Pass, good give and go. Lay it up, no good, no foul. Follow blocked by the big fella, Shaquan Horsey. And the ball goes out of bounds. So Horsey is a work in progress.
He's very long. Very long in the arms.
Yeah, look at his arms. I mean, his reach has got to be.
He's got a reach of about a 6'10" guy.
Yeah.
Anyway, a foul on Shaquan on the block. So going to the line, another 10th grader for Chichester. Monroe makes that one. Andrew Monroe, 3:44 to go in the game. Chester up 65-41 over Chichester. This is definitely, guys. You heard about rebuilding and reloading.
Oh,
this
yeah.
is a rebuilding year for Chichester.
You can see next year these guys may be a force.
Yes, Burton comes back, deflected away in the left wing corner, picked up by Christian Messina. And he is, I think his nickname is Uncle Buckets Christian, if I'm not mistaken. But he is fouled, and he'll go to the line shooting 1-1. 17 fouls Chichester. 3:38 to go in the game. Messina. 1-1. He has 4 points already. Let's see how his free throw shooting is. He's got it. I know he worked his tail off over the summer. Again, this is a tough lineup to make for Chester High.
Mm-hmm.
Christian's a senior and well-deserved playing time here tonight. And he misses the second in and out. Chichester rebound, Church. To Hankins. Hard to believe Hankins, no points tonight. The super sophomore point guard for Chai. Lundy Bird, right wing corner, three ball, no good. Gets the pass back and is fouled going to the basket. I think it's going to be on Sparks, if I'm not mistaken. Sometimes
we're
screened
so.
Off here.
34, right?
3:25 to go in the game. Chester up by 24 points. Chester led after 119-10. 42-20 at half. And after three, I didn't put with Chester. They were big up after three also.
58
points. Lundy Bird at the line. Makes that one. James Lundy Bird, Jamise Lundy Bird. In the quarter has 6-14 for the game. Made that one too.
And he's not feeling real good. Lundy just went out. He said either when he took that fall on that foul.
Been a long game.
Yep.
3:25 to go in the fourth and quarter. Chester gets it in. Yep.
Floor isn't getting any softer.
Berry, Naeem Berry. Christian Messina. 7 for Christian. Uncle Buckets. And Chester up by 24 points, 68-44. Hankins, Church, right wing, foul line, Blackwell, drives to the basket off the glass, no good. Rebound, Messina, is going to take it all the way to the rack, floater, no good. Follow by the big fella, Horsey, knocked out of bounds. 2:41 to go in the fourth quarter. DelcoHoops.com, Christian Messina. Will inbound the ball. Horsey. Fareed Burton. between the circles. Dribbling around. Got to watch that five-second call, and I think it's either a foul or a five-second call. So they're going to call a foul on Hankins. Team foul number six. Chichester, non-shooting. So I'm sure Josh and Farida played against each other. Try to get a quick post-game interview, Mike.
With?
I would like Christian Messina. Got some playing time tonight off the bench with 7 points. Doesn't get a chance to play much on this team. He looks pretty good off the bench.
We will send Andrew after him. Andrew, 32.
Farid, free throw is good. He has 8 points. Again, good. Farid has 9. Only a sophomore. Here is a sophomore. Hankins back for Chichester.
Down here.
Bruton with the ball. He's a sophomore for Chichester. The Hankins. Church drives baseline underneath. Good pass. Lay it up and in by number 11, Blackwell. First two of the night for him. And the young man in front of us is Isaiah Diggs. And Isaiah, just want you to move down a little bit here to check in. He's a freshman. Driving to the basket, Chichester after a steal shot. His block jumper right side, no good. Rebound, Christian Messina. Good pass to Burton. Underneath, he's fouled on the floor. No, two shots are going to give him. So Isaiah Diggs ready to check in. He's a 6'1", ninth grader. And foul on Monroe. 70-46, Chester by 24. 1:53 to go in the game. Free throw for Reed is good. Diggs at Sire Hancock, another sophomore, into the game for Chichester. Rough night for Josh Hankins. Played his tail off, guys. 5'10 sophomore, 16 points a game. Nothing here tonight. And, again, learning experience for him. And it's always tough to play in the clip joint. Not many teams win here. So free throw good again by Burton. Chichester comes back. 1:42 to go in the game. To Hancock into the lane. Shot blocked. Horsey gets faked. Blackwell went in. Shot was blocked by the 6'6 sophomore for Chester, Horsey. And then Blackwell got the ball back and then faked him out and got fouled. 1:33 to go in the game. And at the line, Paris Blackwell.
6'4".
6'4", yes.
Yeah.
Paris is a junior.
It's
oh, they're
going to
say no shot. I thought they say he was fouled on the floor. So Chichester will inbound the ball. The freshman digs. Underneath the basket, losing the ball, taken by Chester. Head of the pack is Farid Burton. Drives, lay it up. No, follow by Christian Messina. No, he wants that one back. Rebound, Chichester. Hancock all the way to the basket. No, but a foul. That's going to be on Berry. Nonetheless, fourth quarter, good experience for these Chester kids who have not been on the floor much this year. At the line, shooting two is Sire Hancock. Misses that. Sire Hancock. 5'4", they have him listed. He's a sophomore. Misses the first. He'll get another. Got that one. Sire Hancock. First point of the evening. Messina's open. Decides not to take the shot. Coming up on a minute to go. Looks like Chester's not in much of a hurry to shoot. Sparks, spinning left wing corner. Out to Messina. Chester up 72-47. Burton, slowing it up. Chester, looks like here, Mike, I would imagine, well, they're going to get it into Horsey. Give him some experience. Short shot by Horsey, no good. Tap back to Chichester. And Chester, you don't want to foul. Head of the pack, driving. There's a clean block, and he got up. Boy, did Berry get up. And an offensive rebound taken by Chichester and blocked out again. Blocked out of bounds by Horsey. So Berry, I have him as a senior. Well, he got up two big-time blocks for Chester. 33 seconds go in the game. Chichester ball to Monroe. Stops, pops, no good. And now Chester most likely will run out the clock. Rebound, Ronnell Sparks. Ronnell brings it back across the timeline, left to right. 20 seconds to go in the game. And Key says just slow it up. And the final score, he almost lost the ball. Now it is on the floor. And a push foul on push foul on Chester. So it's going to be 1-1.
With 10 seconds left.
10 seconds, 9.8.
Hey, you got to give Chichester credit. They don't give up. They were fighting in front of this desk like it's a one-point game.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you didn't know what the score was, you walked in, you figured this was really close.
Right. So 1-1. Front end is good.
Nothing but net.
By Monroe. 3 in the quarter, 11 for the game. 72-48 Chester. They're going to improve to 5-4. Makes the second. And Burton has it in the backcourt. And at the stop the game because fans are leaving. I don't know why.
They're leaving on the court.
Yeah, I don't know why.
Are you going to beat the 5 seconds? I mean, what difference does it make?
I don't know why they're leaving.
Next home game for the Clippers will be this Saturday.
Anyway, but some of the fans are just walking. They're on the edge of the court, so they got to stop the game. Inbounding the ball, and that's going to be the ball game. 3-2-1. Chester wins it.
And that's the ball game.
Chester wins it 72-49. We'll take a quick break, Mike, and come back with our post game and an interview, hopefully, on DelcoHoops.com.
Whether buying or selling a home, Joanna Slosky of Century 21 Executive Group can achieve your goals. Why should you list your home with Joanna Slosky? Well, that's easy. Joanna is a top-producing agent who is highly responsive to her clients' needs and utilizes the latest marketing technologies to ensure your home is sold at its highest and best value in the least amount of time without a lot of hassle. Joanna has been a Wallingford resident for over 40 years. Call Joanna now for your free, no-obligation home value analysis at 215-858-5050.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers. For high school basketball at its best, stay right here at DelcoHoops.com.
All right, Dave Berman back with you, and Chester is now 5-4 in the season, beating Chichester tonight 72-49. Post-game, guys did a good job off the bench, and we'll call them our post-game MVPs here tonight. Great job. Number 22 is Naeem Berry, 5'10 senior, and also we have Uncle Buckets, right? Christian Messina, 5'11 senior. All right, take it away, Andrew.
You guys were able to put up 72 tonight. How were you guys able to do that?
It was a great opportunity to get to have fun with my teammate, playing around, just trying to get a flow with the game and everything, and have fun.
Man, good run the floor, good defense, and all that. You feel me? Coach Taylor. He works us hard, so that's why we know.
All right, good job. Yeah, I didn't know you could jump that high.
Yeah.
Naeem Berry. Well, great job. Is this a great experience? Back to Uncle Buckets, right? Uncle Buckets, you had a great offseason, but it's a tough lineup to break. Yeah. But great job. And I want to ask you about the experience you got here tonight. And you're going to be used later on, man. Playoff time and, you know, as a season, kind of build some depth.
All right. Thank you. Yeah, it was also a great opportunity. I just kept working hard. Never let my head down. I'll just keep working hard. Every day we have practice. I'll go hard, help my teammates out, help everybody out.
All right, thank you. Christian Messina, thank you, and Naeem Berry. Great job, guys. Appreciate it. Chester High wins 72-49.
Okay, we want to do some quick buckets?
Let me give a couple of quick stats here. excuse me. Turnovers were a big, big problem for Chichester. 18 turnovers versus 9 for the Clippers. Rebounds were fairly close. Chester had 28-25. The main difference here, you can look at stats all you want. Chester is a better, deeper, more experienced team, and they showed it tonight on the court.
No doubt about it. Dave, you want to give a roundup, or Andrew, a roundup on buckets?
You can go for it. I'll try to fill in with you.
So for Chester, you had Carl Watkins finish the game with 16 points. Freed Burton had 11. Michael Smith with 10. Akeem Taylor also with 10. Ramad Desjarnais with 8. Christian Messina had 7. Javon Graham with 6. And Ronell Sparks with 4 for Chester for a total of 72 tonight. For the Chichester Eagles, Jameis Lundy-Bird led the team with 14. Andrew Monroe had 12. Calvin Church with 9. Damian Perkins also with 9. Paris Blackwell and Matt Machinsky with 2 apiece. And Sayer Hancock had a free throw for a total of 49 tonight.
72-49. Chester wins it. The Clippers are now 5-4. Chichester, a rebuilding year. The Clyde Jones, 1-10. Great to have Clyde on the pregame. We thank him very much. And our two young ball players after the game, Christian Messina for Chester, and he wears number 32, number 22, Naeem Berry. Yeah.
You know what I like about Clyde? The way he's treating these young kids. He's not all over them screaming, yelling. He knows he's got a young roster. He knows these guys will get better, and he respects that and treats them that way. This is what I like about this
player. And that's a guy that's been to 3 PIAA
state.
Yeah, and been around, believe it or not, for a young guy, a long, long time.
Absolutely.
So, Chester, they're... 4-year record now in the month of January. You know, they kind of struggle in December historically. They're now 32-3, so they're probably beginning that big-time stretch run here. So the Clippers win it 72-49. Nice working with you guys again. Really appreciate it.
Remember last year they were 1-5 in December, and they were playing in late February in the districts. They missed one foul shot on the states.
Well, the 1 point, yeah.
And the team that beat them?
Abington Heights, yeah.
Won the whole state.
Live on DelcoHoops.com. So, and, you know, and then, yeah, what can you say? They're going to be there. But, Mike, thanks a lot again. Appreciate it. And
See you guys next Thursday.
Yeah, our next broadcast will be next Thursday. And that's going to be at Pencrest Media, Lower Merion, against Pencrest. And that's going to be a Central League unbelievable game. Thank you.
Guys.
All right, guys. Again, Chester wins at 72-49 over Chichester. Boys basketball, DelcoHoops.com.
This internet broadcast has been a production of DelcoHoops.com. All rights are reserved. Thanks for listening, and good night.